Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Refuah Shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated to Lezich Nishmas Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir, Daf Yud Beis, and we will begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the last words on Amud. Says the Gemara Amar Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Haim L'Shluchai. If somebody tells his shliach, "Tzei v'kadesh li isha stam," he goes and he asks his messenger to find a wife for him, and he doesn't identify who is the woman that he wants to be identified as his wife, and then the shliach dies, and we don't know if and who was the woman that was. Maybe became his wife. And as the Achroinim point out, it doesn't mean that he necessarily died. But the point of the Gemara is that we can't talk to the Shliach. He's not here that we should be able to have a discussion with him and ask him, who are you, Mekadosh? Says the Gemara, Chazaka Shliach Oishesh Luchusay, that throughout Shas, we have a Chazaka that the shliach chusai, and therefore we could assume that he found a wife for this man. And he doesn't know who is that woman, he doesn't know who is the wife, and therefore this man who sent the shliach cannot possibly marry any woman in the world, because any woman that he's going to possibly attempt to marry, we need to be concerned, is maybe a relative that is usur to the husband of a wife. And since he doesn't know who his wife is, she may be a relative. This woman who he now wants to marry may be a relative. So the Rishonim ask, why does the Gemara have to bring in the concept of chazaka? We should say that we have here a chasofik daraisa. We don't know who his wife is, and her relatives are osatim, as we just described, with an issa daraisa, and therefore we have to be machmer with every sofik daraisa. So the rishonim, the paiskim, answer that actually we have here a sfek sfeika. We have a sofik. Did the shliach do his job and be mekadosh a woman on his behalf? And even if we suggest that the shliach did his job as mekadosh a woman on his behalf, maybe this woman that he now wants to be mekadosh is not a relative to the woman that is his wife. So we would have a perfect situation of a sfek sfeika. But, says the Gemara, since we are establishing that there's a chazok a shliach oishe shluchusoy, so the first suffix that we mention, did the shliach do his job? Did the shliach not do his job? Is off the table because chazak oisus shluchusoi, and therefore it's only one suffix. And therefore, once we establish it's only one suffix, that's why we have to be machmer. So there's a number of the rishonim have a fundamental question: how to approach this gemara? Because if we're indeed concerned. If we're concerned that the shliach did his job, so then the halacha ought to be that, because we assume that shliach oisus shluchusoi, so then if that happened, then all men should ever be asur to marry. Because every man, every time you come to marry a woman, you should have to be concerned, maybe this woman is the kala of this, that the shliach was mekadosh to mishaleach. And part of the question includes that it's obvious that in understanding our Gemara, we need to approach our Gemara that the woman cannot be, that we should ask the woman. So the Rishonim answer that a woman is going to be believed to say that she was never mekudeshes. And therefore, before a husband will marry his wife, he will ask his wife, are you mekudeshes? And once she says she's not mekudeshes, you can marry her. But that's only going to help for the woman herself, who's going to tell us, I know I'm not Mekudeshes. However, the relatives don't know if their relative is Mekudeshes. And therefore, as we just explained the Gemara, the concern is about the relative. And therefore, says the Ramban, if there's going to be a situation where all the relatives could say that they know that none of their relatives were Mekabel Kedushin, so that even though this man were being strict with an Al-Gemara, we would not have to be strict with him. Tysus has a different approach to this whole Gemara. Tysus' approach to this Gemara is not that Midaraisa we're really concerned, because Midaraisa we could rely that most women, even if the Shliach was Mekadosh a woman, we don't have to be concerned that this was that this woman is the woman that was married and her relatives become Asur. Moreover, the Rishonim I saw point out that every woman who's not married has a Cheskes Penuya, Chazaka that she's not married, and that Chazaka affects her relatives as well. And therefore, because of these questions, Tysus' approach to this Gemara is that the issue here is not the relatives. The issue here is not a suffix, and we have to be machma because of a suffix. Because if that were our concern, we would have to be a lot stricter in analyzing this case. Rather, explained Tysus, that this is a knas. And it's a knas that somebody who married a woman, who sent the shlich to marry a woman, and not knowing who's the woman that the shlich was mekadosh, and not making sure that this type of a situation that we have now in the Gemara should not come up, because the person acted in this irresponsible fashion, that's why Chazal made a class. The Noida Behuda asks, how could a shliach ever be appointed to be Mekadosh and Isha? The halacha is that if I find something on the street, and it's hefker, there's no simonim, I could pick it up and keep it for myself. But let's say I pick it up for somebody else, then the halacha is that I'm toifus lacherim. I pick it up on behalf of someone else. B'mokim shechav lacherim, which to other people's detriment. I'm picking it up for Ruvain, and that's really to the detriment of everyone else. The halacha is loikana. So how could I pick something up on behalf of somebody else? Says the Noida Behuda, since I could have potentially picked it up, for myself, that's why I have a right to pick it up for somebody else. So now, asks the Noida Behuda, that's only in a case. So now, the Noida Behuda is saying that even though it's a situation of chav lachrini, if I could have theoretically taken it for myself, it's not considered chav lachrini. But if I couldn't have taken it for myself, I could not be typhus in it when it's to the detriment of other people. So ask the Noida Behuda, if I was appointed by someone to do kedushin with my sister on behalf of that person, how can that be a valid shlichus? Here we don't have that I could have potentially married this woman. I could not have potentially married this woman. She's my sister. And therefore, I'm only doing it on behalf of someone else. But I'm doing it to the detriment of everyone else, because once my sister's married to the person who made me a shliach, no one else can marry her. Why would it be effective? And the Noida Behuda says, one should not suggest that maybe indeed I can't be a shliach on behalf of someone else to be mekadosh my sister to that man. Because if that were the halacha, it would have been mentioned somewhere in Shas. Says the Gemara, and he brings a raya from our Gemara. Because our Gemara is saying, Os v'kal noshim shabaylam. If I'm the shliach, and women who are related to me, I cannot be a shliach to be mekadosh on behalf of someone else. So the Gemara shouldn't just set an absolute that I can't be mekadosh, that this man should be usher and all the women in the world. He should not be usher in any of my relatives. So the Noida Behuda, the Beis Ephraim discusses this and says, why doesn't the Gemara say this? So Beis Ephraim says that indeed it may very well be that if somebody picked me to be a shliach, to mekadosh my sister to him, I can't do that. But if somebody picked me to be mekadosh my sister, to be mekadosh a woman, and I chose my sister, since the shlichus was not on behalf of everyone else, then we don't say, the shlichus would be good, even if I end up being mekadosh my sister. Another point that Tosfos points out, that why don't we say bittul b'rayf? Most women, even if my shlich did the job, it was only mekadosh one woman on my behalf. So that woman should be bittul b'rayf. The answer is that, so some say, the Marchesha says, that we don't say bittul b'rayf by people. On human beings, we don't say bittul b'rayf. Another pshat that Tosfos says is that this is a kavua, as the Gemara is going to say, and kol kavua kamechza mechza dami, and therefore the halacha does not look at it. The halacha does not look at it as a case where bittul b'rayv could be an option. But there's another question that I saw that the Sefer Chashuk Echemet picks up on. The Gemara says in Masech the Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, Osel Kadosh Isha Ad Shirenu. One should not marry a woman until he first sees that woman. Shemet is gonna be enough. Maybe she won't find favor in his eyes. So how, asked the Chashuk Echemet, is it possible for me to ask someone to mekadosh a woman on my behalf, a woman who I've never seen? So he answers that the Gemara Masech the Yuma, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, teaches us, Rav Ki Ik Ki Mikla Darshashis, when Rav would come to the city of Darshish, he would make an announcement. Man havel yoima. They never wanted to be in a situation where they didn't have a wife. Rav Nachman kemakel chashantziv machas man havel yoina. They never wanted to be in a situation without having a wife. And therefore, we could explain that our Gemara is referring to a case where this man is traveling. This person who appointed the shlich knows he's going to be coming to a certain city. And since they know they're going to come to a certain city and they're going to want to have a wife prepared, that's why it's mutter. So we're going to have to say that our Gemara is referring to, we're going to have to say, says the Chashuk Echemet, that our Gemara is speaking about such an individual who doesn't want to be without a wife. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Eser Yishlokesh Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah Masech Tekinim, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph discusses when somebody under certain circumstances has to bring a carbon of two birds, a yeledus, a woman who had a baby but she can't afford to bring an animal, a mitzayru's ani, they can't bring an animal, so the halachas, they have to bring two birds, shteish tayrim or shnei bnei yoina. One bird is used for chattis, and one bird is used for an oilam. The designation of which bird is being used for what purpose is either when the owner buys the bird, or and if the owner did not make such a designation at the time that he buys the bird, then the designation is that pair of birds is called the kan stuma, and it's the designation is only affected when the kohen comes to do the avodah. Because as the Mishnah teaches us, ein akinim esparshus, you can't identify which bird is for what purpose, ezel chattis, ezel oila, oi belekicha spalim, when the owners buy the birds, oi besias kohen. So says the Mishnah, kan stuma, when we have this pair of birds, we don't know which bird is the oila and which bird is the chattis, sheparach goyz lechmen la'avir ha'oilam. One of these birds flew away. Oy sheparch lebei chatas hamesis. The Gemara, often in Shas, discusses a number of situations of a chatas, and a chatas could be a bird as well. We know there's a concept of a chatas oif, that those carbon chatas are left to die. One case is mesu baleim, if the owner died before he could actually bring that bird as a carbon chatas. Niskapru baleim, by a cheres, the bird got lost, and the owner chose a different bird, and then the first bird shows up, those birds of animals, the halacha is that the halacha Moshe Sinai, they left to be killed. This bird flew into that group of birds, or one of the two birds that I designated that I bought died, and all of these, and I only have left with one. The halacha is yikach zug lasheni. The one that's left over, that nothing happens, the halacha is I could use it, but I have to bring another bird to complete being a pair. And as the Rush points out, the chiddush of this is that I would say that once this bird was temporarily disqualified because its pair disappeared, it should become permanently disqualified. Teaches us the Mishnah, it has to have a pair. And while it does not have a pair, it's disqualified, but it does not remain permanently disqualified. Says Rish Lakish, where do we have this situation where the bird that's left, I just bring another bird, that's by Kanstuma, where we didn't know which is the Chatos and which is the Oila. Vilu, if we had a Kan Mufreshes, where we had these two birds, and we had one was designated as a Chatos, and one was designated as a Oila, and one flies away, Ein Leitakana. Now we're stuck, because again, as the Rishonim point out, the Tosfos points out, we designated one bird as a Chatos, and one bird as an Oila, and now one bird flew away, but we don't know what is the status of the bird that remains. Is it a Chatos, and is it an Oila? And there are very fundamental differences between the way a Chatos is brought as a carbon and the way an Oila is brought as a carbon. By Chatos, we spritz the dam of the blood on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. On the up, by the Oila, we squeeze out the blood and on the upper half of the Mizbeach. So we see that the bird flew away. That bird, even the remaining bird becomes disqualified because I don't know what to do with it. Is a Chatos or an Oila? However, Vilu Shar Kinim Ba'alma Misaknen. Every other bird in the world can be used. Now the question is, amai lema? Why should we not be concerned that kol chada v'chada, that any bird that I'm going to pick up, dilma hayninu, maybe is the bird that was already designated as a chatos. Maybe it's the bird that was already designated for oila. Maybe it's the bird that was designated for a certain individual. And therefore, and now that it flew away, it can't be used for me because it was already designated for somebody else. So just like we're concerned in our Gemara that we don't know how to treat this any woman that I want to marry, why over there are we not concerned as where? Amalei, so that's the question Rish Lakish posed to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan responds to Rish Lakish, Kamina no Isha. I'm speaking about a woman, the Leinaida. A woman stays firmly in a place. V'amliat, and you're going to bring me a raya from birds? You're going to ask me a question from birds, Misur the Naid, that travel? And the Gemara's question goes back to what we discussed earlier in the shir. By a person that is kavua, we have a concept of kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. So I can't follow Rive. Over here, however, we're speaking about a bird that's flying. And by a bird that's flying, we could say, called the parish, Maruba parish, and we could assume that the bird that I now pick up is from the rive of the birds, which are not affected by this situation. And just to elaborate for a moment, the halacha is that if you have a city that has 9 kosher butcher shops, and 1 non-kosher butcher shop. Without going into all of the distinctions, if one butcher shop sells more, just we have 10 butcher shops, and all of them are the same size. 9 are kosher, and 1 is not kosher. And somebody finds a piece of meat in the street. Well, how does the halacha view that piece of meat? So the halacha is called the parish, meruba parish, and the piece of meat is mutter. That's if it's found in the street. But if somebody walked into a butcher shop, and now he doesn't recall which butcher shop he walked into. So, again, if we follow statistics, the halacha ought to be that kol kavua kemechtza mechtza, and since the halacha is that kol kavua kemechtza mechtza, we should safely assume that I bought from the kosher butcher shop. If I go basaroy, if I go statistics, I should be able to safely assume I bought from the kosher butcher shop. But if I, since there's halacha, kol kavua kemechtza mechtza, I walked into that butcher shop. Since I walked into that butcher shop, it's considered like there's only a 50-50 chance. So the same thing here. The bird that flew away, by the bird that flew away, we're going to say that called the parish Maruba parish. Most birds that are flying are not the bird that we have the issue that we are discussing in our shir. But when we're talking about a woman, so the woman's kavua, and we can't follow Rife. Ask the Gemara, v'chi tema, why are you saying that the woman is not moving? Hachnami nayid. Why can't we say, Amer b'shuka ashkecha v'kaddish, that the man met this woman, that he was mekaddish on behalf of the woman, on behalf of the man that sent him? He wasn't mekaddish her in our home, where we should say, kol kavul kamechza mechza dami. He was mekaddish her out in the street. So there we should also be able to apply the concept of kol kavua kemechtza mechtza dami. And as the Rishonim point out, why would we say that he was mekadosh the woman in the street? Explain the Rishonim, because this shliach is looking for a wife for the person who sent him, and presumably he found that wife in the street. Answers the Gemara, even if he was mekadosh her in the street, hasam hadron nechusa. She goes back home, and I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, since every woman, really her main place is at home, since her main place is at home, she's going to go back home. And therefore, even when she's in the street, she's really viewed as she's at home. Or another way to explain is that women who live at home, that's where their home is. And even if they're in the street for a moment, it's a kavias in the street, whereas a bird is flying all the time. And therefore, we can't compare the situations. Says the Gemara. And we referenced this at the beginning of Ashir. However, Amar Rava, Umayd Rabbi Yochanan will agree, B'ishish ein loy bas, a woman that doesn't have an unmarried daughter, V'loy bas habas, nor an unmarried granddaughter, V'loy bas haben, a granddaughter from her daughter or a granddaughter from her son, V'loy ein, nor a mother, V'loy ein heim, nor a grandmother, V'loy chos, not a sister. So she doesn't have any relatives, and now I want to marry her. So now that I want to marry her, and she doesn't have any unmarried relatives, so I don't have to be worried that she is maybe a relative of the woman who is my wife. The halacha is, that's mutter. Moreover, says Rava, v'api shahaisa achais, now she has a sister who's now married. But at the time that I sent my shliach, she did not have such a sister that's unmarried, because she only got divorced. This sister of the woman who I want to marry was married at the time that my shliach was finding a wife for me. She only got divorced afterwards. That the halach is that he's sharia. That woman would be allowed, I would be allowed to marry that woman. Explains the Gemara Mai Tama. Why is the halacha that I can marry this woman? The Bishi Shata, the Kamalei, at this moment that I asked the Shliach to find a wife on my behalf, having the civil gavri, this woman that I now want to marry, his sister was married. Kimajri Shliach, and now the Gemara is establishing a halacha. When I appoint a Shliach, I only appointed to do something, the milsa de kaim kamei, something that is doable at the moment I appoint him to be my shliach. However, the milsa de loy kamei, something which is not doable at this moment, loy mashvi shliach. I can't make him into a shliach on that, for me on that basis. And since, says the Gemara, at this point she was married, even though she later got divorced, at this moment, she wasn't married. And if at this moment she wasn't married, my shliach is not empowered to do anything on my behalf. And even though ultimately she will not be married, but right now, since she's married, so the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, the way to understand the Gemara is, the Gemara means to say that it's a smichas das. There's a safe assumption that I am only going to appoint somebody to be a shliach on my behalf and something that he could do. For something he can't do at the time that I ask him to be a shliach on my behalf, then for that, as far as that's concerned, the halacha is he's not able to do a shliach on my behalf. Tosfos, my Tama, asks a question. That every day, says Tosfos, what we find women do for each other do is one woman tells to another woman, take challah off your dough on my behalf. When I appoint her as a shliach, she's not able to do it. And yet I appointed to do a shliach. So Tosfos says, an interesting svara. Tosfos says, yes, at this moment I don't have any dough. But since I could have had dough at this moment, anything that I have dough at this moment, I could ask somebody to do shlichus on my behalf. The only time then you can't ask somebody to do something on your behalf is only in a case where I could not have even potentially have it done at this point. Ask the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, this is how it all comes together. We learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah said, if somebody said, Hareni Nazir V'alai L'Galach Nazir, and then Shama Chaveri, somebody heard me make this declaration, and he says, Vani V'alai L'Galach Nazir, so we learned, Ima Yepichim, if they're smart, that means I said I'm going to bring the Kabbanos of a Nazir. And this other individual said he's going to bring the Kabbanos of a Nazir, is obligated to bring. So the Mishnah says, Im HaYipichin, if these people are smart, Begalchen Zezeh, each one of us should bring each other's carbon. From Lav, if they're not going to do that, Begalchen Zezeh Mecherim. Says the Gemara, it's understandable the second person who made the declaration could bring the Kabbanos on behalf of the first person who made the declaration. Bishlam Abasra, the second person who made the declaration, could bring the Kabbanos on behalf of the first person. Deke Kadmar Kamei. The first person was already there, obligated to bring Kabbanos when I made my declaration. But ask the Gemara, Kadmar, the first person, how could he bring Kabbanos on the behalf of the second person at the moment that he made the declaration? Meika Basra Kamei. The second person had not undertaken the Zeris. And we're learning now that when you make a declaration, it only can be effective on something which is doable now, not on something which is not doable now, says the Gemara L'Hochikamer. What we have to say was the intention of the first person in making the declaration. He said like this, Imishkachna dahav a nazir, if I will find an individual who is a nazir, agalche, I will bring kabbanos on his behalf. It doesn't make a difference if currently he is a nazir or not. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we define his declaration, so in our Gemara, why don't we say the same? Hachinami hachkamel. What we should understand, the Meshaleach is saying to the Shliach, in Mashkech the Megarsha, even though if at this moment when I'm making this declaration, maybe this woman is married, but when you find the woman, she's not married, Kaddishli. So what are we saying? The fact that she's married at the time of my appointing this individual to be a Shliach excludes her completely from being the woman that he can marry. Amri, on the Mashvi in a Shinchin, people don't appoint a shliach al b'milsa d'avid hashta, something that could currently be done. B'milsa d'loy adse avid hashta, but something that can't be currently done, loy mashvi, I don't appoint a shliach to do something which he halachically is impossible to do. And since he can't do it at this point, then the halacha is that can't be possibly the woman that he was mekadesh. Ask the Gemara v'loy, is that indeed the halacha? Toshma, ha'imel ha'petrapashaloi, and we discussed this extensively in Masechta Nedarim. Somebody who tells his apotropis the person who's appointed to take care of all of his affairs, kol nedarim shetatur ishti, any nether that my wife makes, mikan at she'ovim m'makom pleni, until I return from wherever I'm traveling, hafala, please be made for it. And the halacha is, hafala, yachu yemifarim, and my apotropos followed my instructions. Yachu yemifarim, tamalayma, to this says Rabbi Ishia, the pasuk says, kol nedva kol shuus isalanis nefesh, ishi kamen of ishi yafarenu, that teaches us that only a husband could do afara, and you can't ask a shliach to do afara on your behalf. And the simplest way to learn the Gemara is that this is a gzeiras hakasav that the Torah established regarding hilchos nedarim, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Ishia. Rabbi Yonason disagrees. Rabbi Yonason mitzin mekol makayim sheshluchu kol adam kamaisayim makes the Gemara's point. Tama, why is the halacha that the apotropos cannot do the afara on my behalf? Is as we just learned, because there's a pasuk that says ishi kamen vishira kerenu halav hachi. If we wouldn't have that pasuk, the halacha is apotropos mefer. The apotropos couldn't be without afara on my behalf. Vilagaba today. What about the husband himself? What happens if a husband wants to be made for the dorim? That is, he's going on a trip, and he wants to be made for the dorim that his wife will make while he's not here. Tanya. So we learned the Masechta Nedarim, the Ayin Hayom and Aleph. How many lish to call on Darim should the Duri Mikan Vachavim Makom Pleni? Any time, any Nedarim that you're going to make from now until I go away. And if we remember, the Ran says, why didn't he say Mahayoyim? So the Ran says, because as long as I'm still here, I wouldn't be made for another. It's only going to cause the school acrimony between me and my wife. So therefore, as long as I'm here, I'll say, I'll hear your nether, and I'll decide what to do. But when I'm not here, I don't have that ability, so I just say a blanket statement. I want to first, the Bryce speaks about, I want to confirm them. The halacha is, it's meaningless. A nether, that is clear. You can't confirm a nether until it was said. Rabbi Elazar Omer, what about Harem Farim? What about if I want to be pre-made for any nether? Rabbi Elazar, I'm a muffer. I can be made from the Dorim that before they were even declared. The Chum disagree and they say, Ein a muffer. Kusal Kedatach. So the Gemara makes its point. Kusal Kedatach, Kiyam Rabbi Oishia. When Rabbi Oishia was saying that a shliach can't be made from the Dorim of a wife, a Levi Rabbanan is following the opinion of the Rabbanan. That a husband can't be made from the Dorim before they were cited. V'lav d'rachmana, but if not, but ask the Gemara, why? If the Torah says, Ishi kamenem ishkrena, v'apropos have a mefer. That means that I could appoint a shliach to be made from the Dorim that weren't declared yet. So now let's think through to ask the Gemara. Could I be made for Nedarim at this point when they weren't yet said? Answer is a resounding no. I can't be made for Nedarim that weren't said. And yet, I could be Mimana Shliach to be made from Nedarim. But how could I be Mimana Shliach, asked the Gemara, for something that I myself cannot do? Says the Gemara. Who says Rabbi Oishia is, and if not for the Pasuk, I would be able to, ask the Gemara. But I don't need to have a Pasuk, ask the Gemara. The whole shlichus is impossible. Answers the Gemara, don't leave it to Rabbi Elazar, don't matzu mefer. He's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that you can't be pre-made from the Dorim. So since I, the husband, have the halachic right to be pre-made from the Dorim, that's why appointing a shlichus, shlich for that is fine. Ask the Gemara, if we're following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, and I have a right to be pre-made from the Dorim, so why do I need a shliach to do it? I should just make that declaration. Leifali ihu, answers the Gemara Kesava, Dilma Mishtelna, we're concerned that I'm busy, and I may forget to be pre-mefer, or resachno, maybe I'm going to get angry, and I won't have the presence of mind, or meteradina, I'll be busy, and I won't have the presence of mind to be made from the Dorim. But that's why I could be pointing a shliach, because yes, the halacha is you can only appoint a shliach for something that you yourself could do. But it is a situation of something that I can do, because we're following now the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. We're following now the opinion of Rabbi Lezer that the person can be made for the darim. Ask the Rishonim, if this is the halacha that I only could point to shliach for something I could do, why is the halacha that if somebody, Rechman Slon, wants to divorce his wife, we know he appoints the cipher to be his shliach to write the get on his behalf. I don't know how to write a get. I appoint the shliach to do it. But if I can't do it, because if the husband can't do it, because he's unfortunately missing his hands, we're learning now that anything that the person can't do, then the halacha is that I can't ask somebody else to do. So the Rishonim make a very important point to answer that question. They say that halacha is only where I can't do it because the halacha doesn't allow me to do it. Let's use our Gemara as an example. If we say that a husband can't be pre-made from the darim, so if the halacha is that a husband cannot be pre-made from the darim, therefore the halacha is that a husband cannot appoint the shliach at that time. Here the issue is not that the husband can't write the get because of halachic considerations. The reason is he can't write the get because of physical considerations, that he doesn't have hands nebuch. That's not included in what the Gemara says, lematzi lemashvi inish shliach al b'mitzvah d'matzah aver hashta. The Taz asks a question. We know that the halacha is that when we come to Shabbos Chanukah, we first light the Chanukah candles, and then we light the Shabbos candles. Because if we're going to light the Shabbos candles first, then the person already was Mekabel Shabbos, and now we can't light Chanukah candles because it's already Shabbos. But what's going to be the halacha if somebody forgot, and he lit, or she lit, the wife lit the Shabbos candles? What should they do? It's Chanukah. So the halacha is they should ask somebody who wasn't yet Mekabel Shabbos to light the candles, the Chanukah candles, on their behalf. Ask the Achronim, but at this point I can't light the Chanukah candles because for me it's already Shabbos. And since for me it's Shabbos and I can't light the Chanukah candles, how could I ask somebody else to light the candles? If I can't do it, I can't appoint a shliach. So Chaim Kanievsky answered, the chiv of Chanukah candles is not a chiv on me, that we're going to say, well, I can't do it, so I can't appoint a shliach to do it. He explains the chiv of Chanukah candles is dependent on the house. And since the regular halachas that we're speaking about, that I have to be able to do it in order to appoint a shliach, would not be applicable here. Another explanation that Aaron Leib Steinman gave to this is he says that what happens if somebody lit the Shabbos candle as Mekabel Shabbos and then he realizes that he wasn't able to do so and then he realizes he made this mistake. Technically, says Rabbi Aaron Leib Zatzal, that he has the right to go to a Rav and be Matan Neder. Even though he normally wouldn't be able to do so, but since he has the right to do so, he potentially could do so, it's enough that he considered that he could do it and that he could appoint a shliach. There's different shilas of Chaim Berlin, Zatzal, discusses a situation, and this was very common. He was the Rav in Moscow, and there was a husband who was going away, and he was going to, and he didn't care, he wasn't religious, and Rav Chaim Berlin asked him to please appoint a shliach that will, after Shabbos, arrange a get for this individual's wife. The question is, how could he appoint a shliach to do so? He can't write the get himself. It's Shabbos. And anything that you can't do yourself, we just learned, you can't appoint a shliach. So, the Achronim give two terutzim. One teretz, they want two explanations why it maybe is acceptable. One is that he could technically write the get on Shabbos without doing Chil Shabbos. If he wrote the get with a shinui, the get would be a kosher get. Even though, of course, a get should not be written that way, but it's kosher.
So technically, the get could have been written on Shabbos by the husband. And since the get could have been written on Shabbos by the husband, it's enough to be considered that I could point to Shliach. Another point that he wants to make is that when we say that if I can't do it, I can't appoint the Shliach, makes a very interesting point. He says that that's only in a case where the what I want to do now, I can't do. Let's go back to our Gemara. I want to, at this point, be Mamana Shliach. I want to, at this point, be made for my wife's nether. So if I can't be made for the nether now, I can't appoint somebody to be made for it on my behalf. Here, technically, halachically, one could divorce his wife on Shabbos. What's preventing somebody from divorcing on Shabbos is only the fact that I can't, that Shabbos, Chil Shabbos prevents me from being able to write the get on Shabbos. When it's not in the get itself, there's nothing wrong with a get that's written on Shabbos. There's a problem of Chil Shabbos. That is not considered a situation that, that of something that I can't do, and since I can't do it, I can't appoint a shliach for that. Another interesting point in our Gemara. Our Gemara made the point that even though at the time that I made the declaration that I am going to bring the kabbonis on behalf of another nazir, the person who I ultimately bring his kabbonis, that is not yet, the person who I'm bringing his kabbonis is, has not yet accepted a nazir, the halacha is that it's still, what I meant to say is when I come to pay my pledge, I find any nazir, and any nazir that I'll find will be the person that I bring the carbon on his behalf. So from here we see that let's say somebody pledges that he's going to give a certain amount to tzedakah. And now the person who he wants to give the person who he ultimately wants to give to the tzedakah to is not even alive yet. Or he's not at this point an oni. It doesn't make a difference. Because our Gemara is teaching us that we don't look at the time of the declaration. What we look at is at the time that I'm paying my debt. And if at the time I'm paying my debt, I'm that person is an oni, that's enough for me to be able to fulfill my obligation that way. Says the Mishnah, if somebody says, Harei alai legalei chatzi nazir, I'm going to bring on behalf of a nazir half of his kabbonis, the shama chaveri, and my friend heard me make this declaration, and he says, Vanai legalei chatzi nazir. The halach is, Zeh megaleiach nazir sholim, the first one has to bring kabbonis on behalf of the a person who's a full-fledged nazir, zemegalech nazir shalim, and so too is the obligation of the second person divrei meya. Lecham aimrim zemegalech chatzi nazir, you could bring the kabbonis a half, and so too zemegalech chatzi nazir. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, hakla moedim kolecha de Omar chatzi kabbonis nazir lai. They said the word chatzi next to the word kabbonis, that his obligation is only chatzi karban maisi. All he obligated himself was to bring half of the karbanos of a nazir. If he said karbanos chatzi nazir alai, so he said the full word karbanos, and the chatzi was attached to the word nazir. The halacha is called karban bayisuyeh. He has to bring the entire obligation of a nazir's karbanos. My tama, because lo yashka naziris lapalga, this statement of a chatzi nazir is a halachically impassable statement. There is no such a thing in the halacha as a chatzi nazir. And since there's no such a thing as a chatzi nazir, what he said was kabbonis. And he's obligated to bring all of the kabbonis. Says the Gemara, where do we have the machlokes remain the chachamim? The lishta de mesnisim pligi. The machlokes is limited to the case of the Mishnah, where somebody says, harei alai legaleach chatzi nazir. Ramei yisava, once he said those words, what those words mean, he obligated himself to bring a whole carbon nazir. And this is very much in line with what we learned in our parak already, the opinion of Rameya. We learned the opinion of Rameya in Masechta Temura, where somebody said that he's going to bring Temuris Oila, Temuris Shlomim, and that's a physical impossibility. It's either Oila or it's a Shlomim. Rameya says Tfois Lashon Rishon. We take the first words that he said. So here too, once he said Hare Olai, he accepted upon himself to bring a full-fledged carbon. And once he said he has to bring a full-fledged carbon, V'chi Kamer, and therefore when he sort of tries to backtrack and say Chatzi Naziris, too little, too late. Tfois Lashon Rishon. And therefore, Lav Kol Kaminei, he has to bring the full set of Kabbonis. Rabbanan Savi, Nedruch HaPesach Imayhu. What that means to say is that since he used, there's two ways of understanding this. One way of understanding is that since he used this type of language, what he meant to do by using this type of language was actually indicating that he only wants to bring a half of the Kabbonis. The fact that he didn't use the regular language, we have to define that that's what he meant. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that he's saying that I only want to bring a half. And it does indeed represent a retraction. But even though it represents a retraction, the halach is that this opinion, we spoke about this in a previous year, is of the opinion that a person has a right to retract. And since a person has a right to retract, that's what happened here, and therefore he's only going to have to bring half of the kabbonis of a nazir.